Yeah, Mr. Owner was a man who owned everything in life. His name says it all, he owns the house, the car he drives. He owned the day, the night, and lights, the future that was bright. But he was left with one thing, he was yet to own a wife. He went to club one evening and owned every bottle. The swag he had was standing heads, man, no cattle. He made every lady wanna follow home, no handle. But then he sighted one in red dress and pretty bangle. Then there he approached, "Hi, Mrs. and Mr. Owner. And if you tell me the price of your heart, I might be the owner. I know you think that I'm rich and every baller is a player, but a man with money is like a bank, he's a loner. How many drinks do you want? Get them all, I'll be paying. Bad manners, I forgot to ask your name." She said, "Caitlin, and I don't know if you noticed, but I came here with my cousin. And the thing about him is he's always overprotecting. So if you want to make a move, then make the move now." Then Mr. Owner said, "Let's make a move and relocate now to my house. I got a bar, we can drink and shut it down. And don't worry about your cousin, we'll be calming him down." She agreed cause she was feeling him, and even him could see this. So they left the club, hit the road in his new Mercedes, started flirting in the car. You could tell what sexual drive is. Soon as they got home, she opened legs, he didn't need keys. She needed head, he needed head. Two heads are better than one. And so they went ahead and matched each other head to head with 69 outnumbering the missionary. God was watching, back shots, he was snapping, down to spooning, he was eating. Dirty, dirty, she threw in the towel. So they hit the shower, back to bed, passed out, sleep until the morning hour. Mr. Owner woke up to a smell of something sweet and sour coming from his kitchen. Turns out Caitlin is a cook, she made for them some breakfast. So he broke fast at the table, eating, he was falling, he was seeing stars. Both of them are trying to say something to each other fast. And Mr. Owner said, "Ladies first, baby, you can start." She said, "Let me tell you something about my lifestyle. I'm so aware, I live in fashion, that's my lifestyle. I love to cook and keep a home, you know the wife style. But I don't open up about my past, I close that life's file. Remember when you met me, I said I came with my cousin. I live with him, we fend for each other, and we've been struggling. Parents in the village hoping one day we'll be coming home to iOS, upgrade the family settings." "Well, I don't care, I'm here, my tea, I don't care, I'm here now. Promise, every night, I will treat you fair, till we bear kids. You're getting the day-to-day care, switch the gender of your business, I'm doing the transfer. Your cousin can come and stay with us, or visit if you want. You know I'll go to work from morning till evening for your wants. And what you want is what I want, I used to be my only ones. But now I'm adding you and your cousin, call him to come at once." When the cousin came, he said, "Are you sure you are not her ex?" "Silly me, I'm just joking, I hope you're not feeling pressed. With your fine boy, feel at home, your sister got you blessed. I even have plans of proposing soon, cause I'm obsessed. Maybe next week, or what do you think? Welcome home, that's your room, that's the bar, what do you drink? I'm off to work, night shift, but morning before you blink, I'll be with you guys, and then you tell me what you think about my house. To be continued."